escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, they said it, and we will certainly discuss the allegation that Shador Sanders was colluded against. That will make Shime happy when we get to that coming up in just a little bit. Can we open up the window world of Boston weather window for Curtis with the weekend here? Curtis, if you could poke your head outside, but don't hamster, but if you could, please give us the forecast for today and for the weekend.
People are having breakfast, Greg. All right. 57 degrees and sunny right now in Boston. Afternoon high, 81. Going to be a gorgeous weekend. 81 today, 85 and sunny tomorrow, low 80s and partly cloudy on Sunday. So great weekend.
It was downright November-like yesterday. Like, yesterday afternoon. Gross. Maybe it was just a seaport wind or whatever, but it was freezing.
I loved it. I went on a walk.
You're going to get plenty of it in the fall. We don't need it now in August.
Not really. Our fall has so many times been so hot to then very, very cold. This weather is fall.
I want every single moment of summer that I can squeeze out of it before it's gone and it's miserable outside and snowing and raining and all of icing and all that crap. So I would prefer 80s in August. We have plenty of time for it to be 65 or whatever it was yesterday.
I was in the seaport yesterday. It was freezing.
Yeah. It was freezing.
It was not fun.
Okay, so you could get a whole house full of windows installed for just $99 a month from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com. Plenty of time left to leave a Hill note on any topic. Red Sox with a win last night, game one, very pivotal series against the Yankees. And you can leave a voice note on that or on any other topic. And we'll play the best ones back at about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. We have leads left. My lead. Terrifying update when it comes to the robot uprising and what is going on in China.
Uh-oh.
So we'll get to that momentarily. We also probably should get to what are we doing with regard to some news from college football today. But before that, Lead from Courtney. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Before I get to my lead, I am a woman for others. And if you take the ferry to get to work this morning, you may need to check and make sure that your ferry is actually going, because there is an advisory out by the MBTA. All trips on the Lynn, Quincy, and Winthrop ferries have been canceled today due to severe weather offshore due to Hurricane Erin. So just check that before you start your commute today.
Call your airline.
The high seas.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
So. You're SOL if you take a ferry into the city today.
Yeah, right. And they're trying to add more ferries. So something is up in the ocean right now.
Yes, there is.
But my lead this morning, if you are the Patriots, if you are Elliot Wolf, if you are Robert Kraft, if you are Mike Vrabel, it is time to strike on Micah Parsons. Weird story coming out of the Cowboys yesterday as Jerry Jones is talking to media and saying that he and Micah Parsons sat down, talked about what the deal was going to be to get him signed, to get him back out there on the field. He then wrote it up, sent it to Micah Parsons' agent, who responded with, shove this up your,
keister.
You know what.
Your keister.
Yes.
Did he say keister?
He didn't.
I like keister.
He's used a different word.
Keister, great word.
But this is very weird to me. If Jerry Jones is being honest, and I guess you can decide whether or not Jerry Jones is an honest man, and he and Micah talked about what the number was going to be, he wrote it up, sent it to the agent, and the agent said, screw you, if Micah Parsons was on board with whatever that number was going to be. I think the relationship is over. I think this is the time, if you are the New England Patriots, to strike if you want Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I mean, they just don't seem to be that interested in doing...
Winning?
I wouldn't call it winning, but in...
Well, I mean, you have to pay to win, most cases.
I mean, they don't seem to be willing to... They're just not talking about any of these guys that are available.
Elliot Wolf said, we'll trade a first-round pick.
Right.
Yeah,
it's just
money. Micah Parsons is a generational talent.
But they're saying, if you believe Jerry Jones, and I understand that some people are like, he's a liar, he's saying that he was going to make him the highest paid non-quarterback this deal.
Well, yeah, but I bet the contract was probably different looking than what Micah Parsons and his agent expected. Like, it's probably a pretty lucrative deal, but in classic Jerry Jones fashion, it's probably a 5-year contract where it's really only 3 years, and Micah Parsons wants it fully guaranteed, is my assumption.
Yeah, I just, to me, Wiggy always says this, and he's right. Like, if your first two picks amount to half of what Micah Parsons becomes, or what about Micah Parsons is, then you'd have the steal of the draft.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
why wouldn't you trade a first-round pick, pay him at the top of the market, you have nothing but cash, front-load the crap out of it, so you mitigate the risk because you have all the cap space this year, if you still believe in that.
I mean, and do it, I assume you want him to do it knowing full well that they're going to be able to re-sign him, like talk to him about it. And because if you're going to part with a first-round pick plus...
I mean,
it's not good if you're not able to re-sign the guy afterwards.
I mean, as our homeowner in the room would know, you can make it contingent upon a deal. Here's what we'll send Dallas, a first-round pick and a second-round, whatever the deal is.
Mm-hmm.
Then you get a window, 72 hours, whatever, to negotiate with Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
And then, boom, here he is.
Would you do, like, a 1-2 and Keon White if that was the Cowboys' ask?
I would all day long.
Yeah.
I would as well.
All day long.
I would do a 1-2.
Generational player.
I would give up 2 1s and Keon White.
Yeah. I would give up 2 1s and Splitsville at Howl at the Moon.
Wow.
Well, hold on a second.
Yeah, whoa.
Oh, hold on a second.
It's valuable.
Yeah, you're trying to take money out of one of our pockets here.
I'm kidding.
Hold on a second.
I just wanted to make sure Zoe was up.
I'm going to roll in there later on today, probably about 5 p.m., grab myself a pizza.
I enjoyed the nachos there, by the way.
Yeah.
The night that we went to the preseason game,
Courtney's
purse got checked 6 times.
Yes. I believe, if I remember correctly, I treated everybody.
You sure did.
Yes, you did. It was delicious. Yes.
When you have ownership in the place, it's...
Well, that's still coming out of my pocket.
Hell yeah.
It was also interesting, the second you started buying, salespeople arrived like bugs to a flame.
This is Walter from Boston. Hello, Walter.
Hey, good morning, guys. The reason it's a joke is because all the meetings that Jerry had with Micah was just with Micah. He wouldn't let the agent in. If you listen to NFL Network and all of them, he was trying to make a slide deal. And Micah kept saying, I need my agent. Then last minute, Jerry throws something to his agent. So his agent was like, F you. It's like, but Curtis is right. And this is what kills me with Tommy Curran and them. They wouldn't give up 2 for Micah Parsons. Your next first 2-round picks are not going to be what that guy's going to give you in the next, 7 to 8 years, maybe 10 years. It's like you give up two and anybody else. It's like that's the it's what kills me. I love the Patriots. I'm 60, almost 3 years old. I want to get back to winning. This is crazy, the stuff, these little nitpicking stuff they do.
No, Wiggy I don't say this a lot, but Wiggy was spot on yesterday when he said that the only way really when it comes to landing a superstar in the NFL now, the only way is trade. Like teams don't allow guys to get to free agency.
Right. And it's the greatest sign of how the cap doesn't exist, because if a team has a great player, they are able to retain him. And when it look at the second round pick. So you wouldn't trade Jalen Polk and Tyquan Thornton for Micah Parsons? Those are 2 second round picks. You know, Keon White, who was playing last night, and according to reports, was barely noticeable against the Giants' third stringers, was a second round pick. Like, it is so stupid the way people become so obsessed with draft picks. Who cares about draft picks?
And even if the Patriots are super obsessed with draft picks, then why aren't you in on Trey Hendrickson, who's going to cost less than half of what it's going to cost for Micah Parsons, but is also still a 4 out of 5 double-digit sack guy? Like, it makes no sense to me that they are not heavily in on either of them.
But even as a fan, like, I never had the inclination to worry about the long-term stability of an organization. I want them to win as quick as possible. Yep. I want to watch them be successful. The fact that a fan of the Patriots would say, no, don't give me Micah Parsons. I want to see who we get 27th overall next year in the draft.
But
Cole Strange,
is that new? Because you guys are older than I am. When you were in high school.
Some of us don't look it, but go ahead.
Correct. Right, when you guys were in high school and older, did people care about the future of franchises, or did they only care about winning right now? Because I do feel like this is a new trend of people wondering, like, oh, well, we're going to suck in 3 years. It's like, who cares? Let's just figure it out for right now. It does seem like things have shifted in the way fans feel about these teams.
I think around here, many fans have been brainwashed into believing that the part of the reason that the Patriots way was so successful was because they never got into cap jail. Dale Arnold would talk day after day about how the Colts are going to get into cap jail with Marvin Harrison, and it never happened, never got into jail. But there was this feeling like because of the way they set their financial plan up every year, that was part and parcel with why they were able to win, when the reality was that they were just cheap and they had a great coach and a great quarterback and a great team, and they were able to win despite it. So now that you don't have the great quarterback, don't have the great coach, you're trying to apply the same logic, thinking it will get you back there, when it will never happen if you didn't have the 199th pick become the greatest player in NFL
history. Even look at the Rams, Curtis. That nationally, they've kind of set the standard when it's like, F those picks. Like, that was their draft strategy for multiple years, trading for guys like Jalen Ramsey and getting Matthew Stafford and all of that. And they didn't care about spending money, and they've been fine. They've been a good football team now for like 5 straight years.
We can get the audio of it. I asked Bill Belichick about his comments saying, we went all in with Tom, we had to take a step back because of cap ramifications. And he cited the Rams and the Bucks as two teams who did it wrong, who were in financial, in tough spots against the cap. And that year they each made the playoffs and the Patriots won 4 games. Like, it's just not the reality of the situation. In 2001, the cap was real. In 2001, you got Mike Vrabel as a free agent because he was released by the Steelers because they were using a 4-3 defense and they didn't need him, and he was too costly. So you got a guy that you plugged in to be your outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense, and he became a Patriots Hall of Famer. That's not the reality of the NFL anymore.
I'm sorry. Ken Laird is texting me about your comments this morning.
My comments?
Oh, no.
He says, Roman Anthony was a prospect, and you would said, who cares about prospects or whatever. So Ken is
baseball's flexing, a different sport.
He's flexing on Roman Anthony.
Chose violence on a Friday.
I mean,
he
was the best prospect in baseball. I didn't say trade Roman Anthony.
No, he's saying. I did you say who cares about prospects? I have no idea. I'm delighted that Ken is listening to the show this morning, though.
Yeah, I mean, Ken has been wrong. I mean, if you really want to do this, we can, Ken. Like, let's go play the sound about how Brady was wrong to go to Tampa. He made a fool of himself. He ripped the weather, and Ken said people here would hate him forever. 60,000 people saw one night, then 50,000 people flooded the concourse to see an effing statue.
Yeah, but he's right. I mean, you know, you can build from within. It just takes you a long time to do that. Well, I don't know.
And then you fire the guy. that you're taking credit for having. You fire the guy that found Roman Anthony.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's clearly more difficult in the NFL. I mean, I we're going to find out. They wasted. They didn't waste. They chose to go offensive lineman with their first round pick in this draft. Is that going to turn out to be a game changing player? A guy who is Will Campbell truly going to change the outcome of the organization? Right. We will find out.
Who would you rather have today, Will Campbell or Micah Parsons?
Micah Parsons, and it's
like,
not even
so what
close.
Are we doing?
I think
like,
if you look at the teams that have done that, that's kind of where some of them ended up. Jacksonville back in 14. The Rams are going through it. Tampa's going through it now.
Ooh, boy.
Swing and a miss.
All right. Courtney, great lead.
Thank you.
This morning. Thank you. Something about being a homeowner has improved your leads, I feel like.
Yeah, you know, I'm off the Celsius, and that may have changed the game for me.
Oh.
People scared me too much about the Celsius.
What about the weed seltzer?
I don't drink those for the show.
Okay.
Those are off hours.
Okay. All right.
So.
Quick lead from me, and I get it. I'm accused often on this show of being old man fighting the advancement of technology. I'm aware of that complaint. However, there is news today that China has developed the first ever pregnancy robot.
Whoa.
What in the hell?
China!
It is designed to carry a baby from conception to birth. If you're watching the show on Twitch or on YouTube, then Mitch will be able to show you about the robot in China, which is now able to essentially eliminate the need for humans to reproduce and to keep our human society moving forward. I am terrified by this development.
Why are you terrified by this? This is a tremendous thing.
No, it really isn't. Why?
Yes, it is.
Why? Because women are not going to have to carry a baby anymore.
No. Well, it reduces health risks in women for having children. And on top of that, like, there's a lot of women who can't have children. And this is an option now where you can have a child that is, in fact, biologically yours. And you don't have to worry about, like, carrying it.
Well, you can still do that without the robots because surrogacy has been around for a while. But
this becomes even, you don't have to put another human being through it.
Yeah. When the robots are able to reproduce.
This isn't the robots reproducing, though.
What do they need us for? That's next.
Greg, what's...
That's next. If we are giving them a womb, then they are going to be able to reproduce little robot babies. And the robot babies are going to grow up and
these aren't robot babies.
And
they're
come
human
after
babies.
All of us. Wake up!
They're human babies, Greg. It's just, it's the same thing as if you were able to have a baby successfully grow in a capsule that didn't have a robot attached to it. Yeah. Like, it's the same thing.
Really? I mean, I got a text, 857 text, that says, I saw the same kind of reproductive system in the Matrix. Yeah. Same.
But how are they able to give nutrients to this baby?
I have so many questions, Greg. So, you're saying that they could do this literally without a human producing an embryo. There is no baby inside a robot. So then how can the robot create a baby?
Well, bingo. They're gonna do...
Why haven't they already created a baby?
Yeah.
Why would they need a human embryo?
But my question is, how can the baby grow without like a robot taking in nutrients?
And aren't our kids already are effed up enough? Like, what do you think the psychological impact will be that you were came to formation inside of a robot?
Right?
Like, I don't
think it's good news. I really don't. I know Sean does. I just don't think it's good news.
No.
I really don't. I'm terrified of these things. They're taking over everything. I mean, people don't even write their own memos anymore. I mean, it's all written by robots.
ChatGPT.
Right.
The robot isn't like a synthetic being. It can't just start spawning more robots.
That is
really?
A cute baby,
works.
Though.
You don't think so?
No, that's not how that works.
Okay.
Will it be see-through so you can see your child grow the entire time? Because that's kind of cool.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't even need an ultrasound. You could just like look through that.
That's right. I mean, you're walking around like with your... So a mom is going to walk around with her robot mother.
Yeah.
with the baby on full display, and everybody's going to come up to it and like kiss the bubble,
the belly, yeah.
Kiss the transparent
yes,
belly.
Yes.
I have the
okay.
biggest question here. What do you do for the shower?
You have to give two gifts, I guess.
But is the robot in attendance at the shower and everybody can just look at the baby? Right. Then it's not really like giving birth isn't as like, oh, I wonder what the baby's going to look like. Will they have my nose?
Right. What if you don't want to know the sex? Boom, there it is.
Oh, it's there on display.
Right.
All right. Well, those are our leads. Coming up, we'll get to They Said It next. And right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox take the first one against the Yankees on the road. 6-3 was the final. Roman Anthony had a 2-run homer in his first game of the rivalry. Lucas Giolito went 4 2/3. He gave up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 4. They've got another one with the Yankees tonight. First pitch at 7:05 with Brian Baio getting the start. Mike Monaco joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 6:05 for the MassMutual pregame show. The Patriots got pummeled last night, 42-10 in New Jersey. Ben Wooldridge was in at quarterback. He went 10 for 20, 82 yards passing. He had a touchdown and an interception. And Jalen Polk is set to undergo another shoulder surgery that will sideline him for the entire 2025-26 season. Elsewhere in the league, Lamar Jackson missed practice yesterday, but all reports are that he is going to be good to go for week 1. Shoulder surgery, very hard words to say back to back.
It is.
But you nailed it.
Oh, I tried. It just gives me like a lisp almost.
Uh-huh.
But
I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. There's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek. Buy a 2025 Subaru Crosstrek with 1.9% financing for up to 63 months on select models or lease for just $269 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at SubaruofNewEngland.com. That's what's trending. They Said It. Coming up.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Next.
A lot of speculation on the social medias that the walkout tonight would be Tom Brady with Morgan Wallen, but I don't see that happening.
He already did it in Vegas. He's not going to do it here.
I mean, he was just here for the statue thing, which was a favor. I don't think he
could be.
The man is busy. He's got the Raiders. He's got Birmingham. Yeah. He's got to get ready for the football season on the network. I mean, I don't think, despite
what he shows publicly, he doesn't go out of his way to do favors for the crafts.
Yeah. Is Drake May big enough? Have you seen the Morgan Wallen walkout? One of the best things in music going on right now.
I have. I think I saw the Brady one in Vegas.
So he comes from the depths of the stadium on camera. Everybody's cheering and holding their phones up, and he's always got a celebrity of local import who joins him during the walkout. So
what are your thoughts? There was a show at the Garden a while back, but it's sort of popping up across the country on the no phone concerts where people just go.
Yeah, I don't mind people who have their phones out, and who cares? Like, you're paying big money for a concert ticket. I mean,
what happened? I
paid a fortune for these Morgan Wallen tickets tonight. So
I don't know. Do the selfie. You can do it outside, but doesn't it actually make it more intimate?
Yeah, but that's not the world we live in anymore, unfortunately. My guess is going to be Gronk. He was in town.
Yes, Gronk was in town.
Yeah, I bet it's Gronk.
I mean, because we talked about Drake May. Is Drake May big enough?
I bet it's Gronk and Drake May. Like, I bet Drake May is part of the group. It's usually, I think he had three Chiefs players when he came out in Kansas City.
Twice nominated Marconi winner, Greg Hill?
Oh, yeah.
I think that'd be good.
Yeah, I would love it.
You and Bullitt.
And Bullitt would stop right in the middle of it and do his business.
Well, there you go. Morgan Wallen deserves it after throwing those chairs.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
You're going to have fun.
Show starts at about 11:30 out there tonight, so it should be great.
And then
I have the worst possible task that anyone could ever face to do today. I have to assemble a Wayfair furniture item.
Oh.
What happened to you?
Which I know.
What is it? What type of item?
It's a standing wine table rack thing.
Oh,
and
God.
Lindsay, please film this.
I should have got the thing assembled. Like,
of course.
I didn't even know that apparently you can have them assemble it for you at Wayfair, and it is going to be – there's going to be – 20 to 30 things left over when I'm done assembling it that are supposed to be in the actual piece of furniture. I know that.
But that's something you can't put together wrong, because if it breaks with all the wine in it, you're going to break all your wine.
I know.
And you have nice bottles of wine.
That's the problem.
You know what, Courtney? You should take those off his hands.
I would love to.
Yeah.
A housewarming gift?
Right.
I need a robot. I need a robot to assemble it. Yeah. I would be okay with a robot in that case, just not carrying my baby to term.
You are a giant contradiction, because your Christmas tree, which is ordinarily people go out, they pick a tree. You have a guy that gets it, cuts it, decorates it, and puts it in your house.
Yeah.
But you don't get your wine cooler pre-assembled.
Every once in a while, I go back to being cheap. And I just, that
was it after Nantucket?
Yeah, it was after Nantucket. Yeah. All right. Anyway, see you out there tonight for Morgan Wallen. Shime, let's get to this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
They
don't let the Sox win this game.
Said it.
I'm just going to say, they want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
They said it. On the Greg Hill Show.
I'm not talking about this.
Everybody got the message?
They Said It is brought to you by Ketch's Law, and they want to honor those who built this incredible city. Whether they drive, or whether they excavate, or whether they construct, or whether they just care for others, please nominate them when you go to WeBuiltThisCity.com. Shime, where do you want to start?
Well, Greg, let's begin with NFL great Eric Dickerson, who claims that he has it on good authority that the NFL colluded against Shedeur Sanders and drafting him, and then eventually stepped in and told the Browns to draft him. Here was exactly what Eric Dickerson said.
And I'll tell you this much here, what I heard from someone that's in the NFL, that the NFL told, don't draft him. Do not draft him. We're gonna make an example out of him. And this came from a very good source. And he said that, I won't say who, somebody called the Cleveland Browns and said, don't do that. Draft
really?
Him. Yep, draft him. Don't do that. Because they weren't going to draft him either. They weren't going to draft him.
Well, that would be big if it were accurate. I don't know why. So we're going to make an example of him. Is that about the NIL money, the persona that he had on social media?
But Greg, wouldn't you find it odd that the NFL decides to take a stance against a gregarious big personality guy instead of, I don't know, a first round talent who has had trouble with the law? Like, we've had instances of that.
Yeah.
Like the whole Jalen Carter situation, the NFL could have taken a stand there, and they never did. Why would they just decide, yeah, we're going to take a stand against Shedeur Sanders, of all people?
But you can't tell me that Dylan Gabriel was the team that drafted Dylan Gabriel in the third round thought he's better than Shedeur Sanders.
Curtis, I totally agree with you, which is why I think it's plausible, but like it just at the same time.
It's the only thing that makes sense. There's no way that 32 teams all agreed that this guy was this bad. It's impossible.
No.
People,
and also their priority is themselves.
Right.
And if they thought he was somebody that could improve their football team immediately, they're not going to listen to the league or whoever he's.
And yet they still took Caleb Williams first overall the year prior.
Look at what quarterbacks do to owners' bank accounts. Look at what Clark Hunt is today because of Patrick Mahomes. Look at what Bisciotti is in Baltimore because of Lamar Jackson. Look at what the Bengals franchise has turned into because of Joe Burrow. Like, if you think this guy can help you, you do it.
Yeah.
But the collusion...
He's not good enough so far to beat out 49-year-old Joe Flacco. Like, I mean, like...
Is he elite?
Well, I don't. It's not even a beat him out thing. It's I don't think they can't. Like they have zero desire to play him. He played great in the one preseason game he played in, and then he was injured for the second one. Like,
yeah. I don't know. It seems weird that he would be the one player that they
but
would.
It
choose
is strange.
To
I mean, it's beyond
against.
Strange. I just yeah. it the fact that it was like out of the first round, second round. If he's a third rounder, it's like I don't get it, but I understand it. To go to the fifth round is just bizarre.
All right, what's next?
Well, Greg, let's hear from somebody who wants to talk about your New England Patriots. A former New England Patriot, Damian Woody, seems pretty high on this Patriots team. Here is what Damian Woody had to say.
I've been saying I'm bullish on the Patriots.
Hell yeah.
I'm bullish. Listen, we all know it's been a disaster in New England for the past couple of years, you know, for a variety of reasons, whether it's personnel, coaching, all of the above, but now you got Mike Vrabel in the building, and everyone knows Mike Vrabel is one of the better head coaches that we have in the game. You know, you've had a ton of players, whether it be free agency or via the draft, to really improve this roster. I can make the argument that the biggest acquisition was getting Josh McDaniels back as the offensive coordinator. I think he's going to do wonders for Drake May in his second year at the quarterback position, and so I think New England's going to have a damn good defense. And I think Josh McDaniels is going to coordinate an offense that's going to complement that defense. Don't be surprised if you see the Patriots in the playoffs this year.
Okay.
I like Damian
that. Woody, let's go. I like it.
I'm going to stick with what I said.
You
ten
are?
Wins. I'm not going to back
with
off.
You're sticking with 10 wins.
But I am terrified.
Yeah.
The team is just – they're going to need great coaching, not good coaching, great coaching. They're going to – like. This team is not talented enough at all to start 1st and 15, 2nd and 20. Like, they are going to be heavy run. Will Campbell, we know one thing, he's a great run blocker.
Yeah.
Travion Henderson appears to be a revelation.
I mean, Ashaim is kind of right where the isn't the big concern the O-line? Like, isn't that your number one concern?
Well, I would say
you're going to have two rookies on it.
Possibly three.
Yeah.
The O-line and who's Drake May going to throw to?
Right. But I will say this. Josh's offense is designed to effectively manage a bad offensive line. Like, it's all quick passes, quick read, screens. Like,
I expect big things from the package.
I mean,
massive things, Greg.
So, I don't know.
Massive.
I'm bullish. And we'll be talking with Mike Vrabel Monday on this show, head coach of the New England Patriots. We will be at Gillette for the first official Mic'd Up Monday of the NFL season. What is next?
Well, Greg, let's head over to your Boston Red Sox as they beat the New York Yankees last night, in part thanks to a big Roman Anthony dinger. He spoke after the game, talked about being more prepared playing the Yankees this time and what it was like playing at Yankee Stadium. Here was Roman.
A lot. It's exciting to be here. It's exciting to, you know, I got to play them at home my first week, and now that I'm settled in and through that first week, this time around felt a little bit more calm, a little bit more controlled, and I just felt better. It was exciting.
I'm sure you've watched a lot of games in the stadium. You know, what was it like playing in the stadium?
It was awesome. Quite the atmosphere. especially for us. And you know, we know the rivalry, and it was exciting.
I mean, big win last night, and you said it earlier. You got that one. That's the feather in your cap, and you win one more, and at least you split. Like, right. Odds are you're going to win.
You should win, maybe.
Right. That is tomorrow, correct? Yep. Crochet tomorrow.
And a lefty at Yankee Stadium is a big advantage, given the short porch and right.
You got Bayo tonight, I believe.
Yep.
Will he call the Yankees his daddy like his dad, Axel Pedro?
I don't know. Yeah. All right. Well, 7:05 first pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network and on the Odyssey app for you this evening. Anything else, Sean?
Nope, that'll do it today, okay. Greg.
All right, Courtney has the news coming up, including an incident in which DoorDash delivery rage led to violence.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
In Milwaukee.
Well, two suspects of a shooting in Dorchester have been arrested after a police standoff yesterday afternoon. So the victim was shot several times, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries, thank God. Their identity has not been released. But the suspects then ran into a home on Charlotte Street, where after a bit of negotiations, finally surrendered. But police responded to reports of shooting, showed up. They were inside of this house, not coming out.
Okay.
They used a bullhorn to get information back and forth. Here's one area resident on WCVB.
I'm a mother of two boys and a girl. It's like my biggest struggle right now is to get out of Dorchester because I feel like anything could happen.
Okay.
So scary. Well,
that's why some are moving to the leafy suburbs.
Mm.
So, you know.
I could be moving to the mean streets of Stowe. No one knows, you know? Like, I could be.
I mean, you could. It's way out there, but you might enjoy it. Very quiet and very bucolic, as the saying goes. So.
Yeah, another big thing when you're going away on trips, don't make it obvious.
No, obviously.
So if there's a snowstorm, still have the driveway plowed, because otherwise intruders know
that
you're not there.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, our security system's already in. We're top notch.
And I have some paranormal investigators for
Thank you.
So
Thank
I'll
you.
Pass those along.
Thank you. There are some questions surrounding the death of Hulk Hogan, with some wondering if medical malpractice is to blame.
Really?
Yeah. So Hogan's widow, Sky, confirmed that his phrenic nerve was compromised during his recent surgery. He had had surgery like a week prior to his death. And now body cam footage from police responding to the scene revealed that the occupational therapist that was with Hogan when he stopped breathing also said this was definitely malpractice, that the surgeon during that surgery the week prior had severed that that nerve.
And that interferes with your ability to breathe.
Correct.
Right? Because of your diaphragm.
Yeah. Yep, your phrenic nerve controls your diaphragm.
Okay, so medical malpractice.
Yes, so he...
Sounds like a bag of cash for the relatives of the Hulkster.
Yeah.
Big bag of cash, by the way.
Yes.
I had a lot of earning potential still left in his life.
Yes.
Is that how they gauge a settlement?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So it wouldn't matter for me?
No. No, you'd owe money.
Oh, right.
Autopsy has already been completed. They have not released the findings of that, but he has not been cremated yet, as this is an ongoing investigation.
Okay. Good thing to think about. We did talk about the uplifting stories of would you want yourself cremated.
Yes.
So make sure there is no malpractice prior to.
Yep. Jaylen Brown's dad was arrested and has been charged with attempted murder. This happened after Quentin Brown was accused of stabbing a man multiple times after he dinged his car Wednesday night in Las Vegas. So Brown had his first court appearance yesterday afternoon, according to multiple outlets. Bail was set for $300,000. Per reports, they say that Brown was in his car when another car in a parking lot in Vegas on Wednesday night hit his car.
Okay.
Dinged it. Nothing crazy. An argument ensued, and that is when Brown allegedly took some type of object and stabbed the other person.
Feels like this story is a little underplayed. Like, I don't know. It's not, to me, if this is, I mean, this is the father of the most, you know, this year, he's the number one player on the basketball team.
Yeah.
Yeah. Worried about the mental capacity for Brown if this is going on in his life off the court. But doctors.
Are they close?
That I do not know. His dad goes by his middle name mostly, so I don't know what the relationship is like.
Uh-huh.
But doctors told police that the man suffered a stab wounds to his back, upper right chest, a broken right rib, and may need surgery and more. The man is described as being in critical condition. Brown's attorney has said that he was acting in self-defense.
Huh.
Okay. And also, when that first tweet came up, I read that. I didn't see the dad, and I was like, oh, my God. Like, I literally thought this was, like, the biggest story of all time. And then I was like, oh,
crazy.
Yeah. Did the photo that accompanied what you saw, did it have Jaylen Brown and Don Sweeney and Jeremy Swayman in a coffee shop in the Seaport?
I thought for sure they were at Cafe Nero.
Okay, good.
Cafe Nero was Cam Newton's big spot, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, you used to see him there.
He would sit in the back. They have, like, a little table in the back. He'd sit back there and do his business.
Yeah.
Cam Newton.
Very
what
cool.
What a time. I mean, great interview.
Sweetheart of the guy.
Very nice man. Mm. A very, very, very nice man, Cam Newton.
Chipper, happy-go-lucky, nicknames, you name it.
Yeah.
He really was.
Lil Nas X is having a tough go right now. He was found in his underwear wandering down Ventura Boulevard early yesterday morning in L.A.
Oh. Jeez.
There is video to go along with this. Mitch has it for those watching on Twitch or YouTube.
Okay. Tidy white. I did not.
Yeah. When cops arrived and approached Lil Nas X, he unfortunately attacked them.
Oh.
So then he was placed under arrest. Before booking him, police brought him to the hospital for a possible overdose. Here's the audio from the onlooker.
Nah, 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 nah. Hey, don't be late to the party tonight.
Where at?
You know where it's at. Nah, go ahead, babe. Na 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 na. Go ahead, babe. Na 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 na. Didn't I tell you to put the phone down? Uh oh, somebody's gonna have to pay for that. Da 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 da. Hey, Corbin, coming to the party.
Oh, I love the boots. Yeah. I didn't see those.
He's wearing nice white cowboy boots.
I'm assuming he was on something.
I think he's just a big Roman Anthony fan.
I don't want to speculate, but yeah. He may have been on something. So.
That's yeah.
Are you smoking drugs?
That's why police brought him to the hospital.
They're going
to
get him some help.
Yes.
Could you imagine? Nas. You're in this car. You're maybe an Uber driver.
You're like,
and you're like, oh, there's a guy without clothes on. Oh, it's Lil Nas X, and he's singing.
All right. Courtney mentioned Twitch and YouTube. Just a reminder that you can watch the show on both of those platforms every day. And this show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And now through the end of the month at Springer's, it is the Page Estate Summer Sale. So you get tons of pre-owned and vintage jewelry up to 70% off. Go see our friends at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And we will be right back with the rest of today's news, including an incident of DoorDash delivery rage. We've all been there. It's late.
Yep.
The marinara has been disturbed, whatever.
Yeah. Mm.
And that led to violence in Milwaukee. We'll get to that in the rest of the news next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.